You're listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap with your host, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Dating back to April 18, 2024, we're touching on the most influential stories that have made headlines in the Australian insurance industry. Starting on a positive note, recently flood-affected communities have recognized an improvement in how insurance claims are being handled post-flood. Testimonies during a federal inquiry in Heathcote, Victoria, shed light on increased insurer efficiencies in the aftermath of the 2022 floods. Officials from Bendigo, Mitchell, and Macedon Ranges Shire Councils strongly advocated for resilience building beyond simply replacing what was lost. Despite the praise, it was revealed that there's a growing trend towards self-insurance among small businesses, an area of concern that requires further investigation. The inquiry will now turn its attention to regions like North Queensland and Tasmania, with a comprehensive report expected at the end of September. In a contrasting scenario, a traveler to Hawaii was caught in a wildfire and was denied their claim by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, reminding us all of the importance of thoroughly considering our insurance cover before jetting off. The plaintiff was insured with Mitsui Sumitomo, but hadn't chosen the natural disaster coverage at purchase, leading to the claim's denial. An important lesson to ensure adequate protection against unexpected events: always read and understand the terms of your travel insurance policy. Switching to life insurance, there has been a significant decrease in coverage among working-age adults. Over 5 years, participation has dropped from 94% in 2017 to 77% today. Legislation changes involving the protection of superannuation funds have been cited as a contributing factor. However, the industry remains hopeful thanks to positive trends such as APRA's capital amendments and a surge in income protection product prices. Has the underinsurance gap finally met its match? The consecutive growth of new business in the last 3 quarters suggests so. Rounding up with news from the global market, cyber insurance leader CFC, based in London, has made a significant move with the acquisition of Melbourne's Solution Underwriting. This strategic action solidifies CFC's presence in Australia, adding 5 offices nationwide. With Solution's innovative approach, a wider range of insurance solutions will now be available to customers across this great continent of ours. One to watch in light of the merger completion set for the end of this month. Keep yourself updated with Financial Services Online, whether you're a consumer or a business owner. For more details on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori signing off. Keep safe, Australia.